Rob, we have a problem. We have several Eagles fans that work for us that I'm concerned need to be talked off the ledge. So I figured you would be the perfect person to bring in to talk about it. And here's my concern. I'm concerned you may confirm about them jumping off the ledge. So let's start with Jalen Hurts, the savior. Your thoughts?
Well, Steve, I don't like the move because this is Carson Wentz's team, and he has earned the right to work out of the mess that the franchise has put him in. This isn't a mess that Carson Wentz created. It's one that the organization created. From the moment that they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round and declared building a quarterback factory is more important than building pieces around their franchise quarterback. And I feel that Carson Wentz right now is being scapegoated when he's got a revolving door offensive line. He's got young, inexperienced receivers who can't get open, who can't get separation. He's constantly under pressure. He's trying to do the best he can. Is he blameless? Absolutely not. He struggled, and he struggled mightily. But rather than scapegoat the franchise quarterback, I ask, well, what's going on? What's happening? The play calling is abysmal. They don't cater to his strengths. And all of this is added up to where we are right now, Carson Wentz heading to the bench, and next year his four-year, $128 million contract extension kicks in. So this is an absolute mess of a situation for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they created it.
How much of the creation of what we're seeing starts with the offensive line?
I think if you had a pinpoint, and as you dole out blame, because it's not when you see a team at 3-8-1, it's not one guy, it's not one coach, it's not one unit. It's across the board. But if you had to divvy it up, you would have to put most of the blame on the offensive line. Through no fault of their own, that they've been depleted by injuries. They're missing one of the best in the business, Brandon Brooks, for the entire year. They don't have the kid they drafted in the first round to be the left tackle anchoring Carson Wentz's blind side. Lane Johnson, one of the most valuable players on the team. You know the records this team has when he's in the lineup and out, he's not on the field. 11 different line combinations in 12 games. The offensive line is the number one factor why this offense is where it is right now. And at least Jalen Hurts is quick enough and fast enough to survive back there. And by that, I mean he can run out of the pocket. He can escape. You saw a little bit of that against Green Bay. And Carson Wentz has that potential, and we've seen him scramble more than he has in the past. But this is what this team is right now, and it's a run-for-your-life situation for any quarterback they put back there. And if they had a more stationary guy, whether it was Nate Sudfeld or, dare I say, Nick Foles, those guys could potentially get killed back there behind this offensive line.
What is the concern about the confidence level of this team? Because except for a few minutes, they haven't led in weeks.
They have no confidence right now. Their confidence has to be shot because you look at a team that goes out there, and as you said, they don't take the lead. They fall behind. They're not doing anything particularly well. They used to be a great run-stopping defense. They're not anymore. You got guys busting long runs on them all the time. We see that consistently. They're not doing anything well offensively. They're susceptible to the pass. You bring in Darius Slay to be a shutdown corner, and 2 weeks in a row, DK Metcalf and Devontae Adams have their way with him. And this week, he's got Michael Thomas coming up, and he's also on the injury list. So there's nothing that this team does well at this point. Their confidence has, no matter what they say, they'll never tell you, yeah, our confidence is shattered. It has to be because they're a struggling unit. They're a 3-8-1 team. And the good news for Eagles fans is this. By inserting Jalen Hurts into the starting lineup right now, 10, 12 days ago, Doug Peterson said, essentially doing that, you're giving up on the season. He backtracked today. Well, I believe they are giving up on the season. They got the sixth pick in the draft. They got an opportunity this weekend to move into the top four if they lose and the L.A. Chargers win. And there's hope that they can get to the third pick in the draft. And really, that's what it's all about right now for the Eagles over the next four games. Because no matter what Jalen Hurts does, it's only four games. I'm not even convinced he's going to be the starter next week. Doug Peterson wouldn't announce that. He just said it's this week that he's starting. So I don't know what they're doing, but they got to get a top five pick, and they need to hit on it because their drafts have been abysmal.
So if I give you positionally the option to assist them with the pick, what would your first position pick be?
Man, you need help everywhere. If you need help on the offensive line, you're getting old in a lot of areas. You don't know how much longer you can count on Jason Kelce in the middle. You don't really know what Andre Dillard will be next year. Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks are coming off injuries. You need help. You need a stud on the offensive line. You can use a stud pass rusher because you're old and expensive on the defensive line. You absolutely need help in the secondary. And we know this team undervalues linebackers, and they'd never take a linebacker in the top five, but you need a linebacker, too, as well. And I still believe they need a playmaker at wide receiver because I don't know what Jalen Reagor is going to be. I think he's got potential. He's missed a lot of time, so we still don't know. They're in a position where they can take the best available player at three or four or five or six, unless it's a quarterback, which I don't think you should do or will do given Carson's contract situation and the fact that it's going to be really difficult to move on from that unless you want to take on that incredible cap hit.
What would you like to see from Jalen Hurts this weekend?
Well, I think it starts with Doug Peterson and the offense. What I'd like to see him do with Jalen Hurts is what he should have been doing with Carson Wentz. Establish the run game. Take a little bit of pressure off your quarterback and take some pressure off your backup and third string and fourth string offensive line. Every lineman will tell you, my preference is to run block, not pass block, because as a run blocker, you're attacking. As a pass blocker, you're retreating. So run the ball. Come out and make a concerted effort with Miles Sanders, who is one of the top running backs in the NFL when he's given the ball. I want to see Miles Sanders run the ball 25 times, not 12, not 8, not 6, 25 times. Let Miles Sanders get in a rhythm. Let the offensive line get in a rhythm. You're facing the number one defense in the NFL. It is a difficult challenge for a rookie quarterback. If you do that, if you run the ball, then the play action might actually work. It hasn't worked all year long. No defense is fooled by the play action. Maybe it'll work now if you actually make an effort to run the ball. And then get Jalen Hurts out of the pocket. It works the two, three, four times a year that we've seen Carson Wentz roll out, which is his strength. Do that with Jalen Hurts, too, as well. You can't have your quarterback sit in the pocket because it's often collapsing, and then it becomes survival mode. So get him out of the pocket. Run some misdirection. Where's the screen game? It's been non-existent. I want to see some screens. I want to see the run be consistent. I want to see Jalen Hurts on the move. And maybe then you could take a shot downfield. You get guys coming open, and you can run this offense the way it was designed to be run rather than what it is, and that's just sit back, wait to get hit.
You mentioned Reagor earlier. He's been hurt. When he has played, has he shown potential? Or are you still concerned because you have seen him play?
There's been flashes of potential. And I'll go back to week one when he broke free for a beautiful over-the-shoulder 55-yard catch from Carson on a perfect ball on 3rd and 22. We thought week one, wow, they got something here. And then he gets hurt, and that sets him back. Last week, it wasn't with Carson on the field. It was with Jalen Hurts, but there was a nice 34-yard catch. So we've seen some flashes, but the kid himself, and I spoke to Jalen yesterday in an extended one-on-one interview that's going to come out this weekend on my Faith on the Field show, and he talked about getting better in so many different areas because defenders, the defensive backs, the secondary, play the Eagles in bump and run. And when they're playing these guys in bump and run, they have no fear that they're going to beat them deep. And what that's done is disrupted the flow and the timing of the rhythm of the offense with Carson Wentz, and it's led to a lot of incompletions. I want to see Jalen Reagor be a little bit more crisp in his route running ability, too, and he knows that. So I'm not ready to write him off. I know it's I think it's an unfair comparison to Justin Jefferson, who's come in, taken a league by storm, and he's been a Pro Bowl player this year as a rookie, and the Eagles passed on him. That's not Jalen Reagor's fault. That's Howie Roseman's fault that he made that move. I think Jalen can still have success, but he's got a long ways to go.
All right. And you talked about the personnel part of it. All right. So when it comes to Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz, along the line, to you, where does the coaching part come into this? And is there anything about the coaching part, some of the generalizations that are potentially unfair?
You know, it's difficult, and I like Doug Peterson very much so, the man, the person that he is. But it's really difficult to look at this offense and not be critical because of the situations that they've put Carson Wentz in. And when you don't, when you try and take a quarterback of his talent level and skill level and fit him into your system rather than build a system around him, that's on the head coach. Now, this is a head coach who won a Super Bowl only 3 years ago, and he was able to, in that year, build an offense after Carson Wentz went down and with the help of Frank Reich to cater to the strengths of Nick Foles. I think people forget that when Nick Foles stepped into the lineup, he had initial success against the Rams, success against the Giants, struggled on a Monday night game against the Raiders, struggled against the Cowboys, and also had a tough time in the first playoff game against Atlanta. And what the Eagles did was go back to 2013 and the success that Nick Foles had in the Chip Kelly offense and ran plays that Nick Foles was comfortable with, and we all know what they did against Minnesota and in the Super Bowl against New England. Well, why don't you look at what Carson Wentz does well? Some of the things he did well in 2017, some of the things he did well in college, and fit your offense around him. And there's been a stubbornness issue. So we're going to learn a lot, Steve, over the next 3-4 weeks, no matter how long Jalen Hurts is the starter, because if this offense can operate smoothly and efficiently with Jalen Hurts, that's an indictment on Carson Wentz. I don't anticipate that happening. If it doesn't, then that's an indictment on the offense and the pieces and the system.
Rob, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate your analysis very much.
You got it, man. Anytime. Thank you, and happy holidays in case I don't speak to you before then.
I hope we do between now and then, but happy holidays to you, Rob.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Take care, guys.